One More Chapter presents The House Sitter by Elizabeth Drummond. Read by Jana Fox.
Prologue.
Pippa Monroe waited.
Her impatient gaze fixed upon the hilly road that wended its way up from Hurst Bridge towards where she stood. Her boyfriend's car was nowhere in sight. A light summer breeze kissed her sweaty, sticky skin as she looked out across her hometown, eyes roving over the narrow, flint-walled lanes and tapestry of meadows that were as familiar to Pippa as her own face. Behind her, the magnificence that was Squire's house loomed proudly, the old wisteria-draped brick luminous in the light of the sun. The evening was approaching, but the sun was still high enough to cast a heavenly glow upon the town she felt lucky enough to call home. She knew and loved every inch of this small Yorkshire town. She might have been only 17 years old, but Pippa was already certain that there was nowhere as perfect as Hurst Bridge anywhere else in the world.
"Where is he?" she muttered.
Alex was going to miss her big moment when she got to claim her prize. It wasn't often Pippa got to visit Squire's, the most beautiful house in Yorkshire, in her opinion. And yet here she was, wasting precious seconds standing outside, waiting for her boyfriend. Something hit the back of Pippa's head and landed by her feet. A dried twig lobbed by none other than her cousin, Frankie.
"Any sign of Alex?"
he asked, as he ambled through the gates to stand by her side. He smelled of toffee and sun cream. "Not as yet," Pippa admitted. Frankie's pale eyes, so like her own, twinkled behind his thick framed glasses. Merely a few months older than Pippa, he had the same unruly dark hair and slight frame. But for his lack of freckles, they could almost have been mistaken for twins at first glance.
"What's keeping him?"
"Dunno." Pippa's love for Alex swelled protectively. He said he'd be here. She checked her phone for the millionth time, but there were still no texts or calls from her boyfriend of 1 year. From behind her, she could hear the raucous chatter of the town's residents as they milled around the old house's stunning gardens. Somewhere amongst them were her parents, no doubt enjoying old Mrs. Allen's home-brewed cider as they nattered to their neighbours and gossiped about Trudy Squires's latest designer outfit.
"I can't believe he missed your glorious victory," Frankie tutted. "He knew what it meant to you to win."
"It's not that big a deal." Pippa fibbed, because to her, it kind of was. "Just a cheap medal, and I'm sure there's a good reason he didn't make the fair." Hurst Bridge's annual summer fair was Pippa's favourite time of year. Every July, the town's green filled up with food vans and stalls selling the most delicious food, as well as artisans who travelled from miles around to hawk jewellery, pottery, and candles of unbelievable quality. And there was always live music. If this weren't enough, the fair culminated in a series of wheelbarrow races, where teams of two navigated tracks of varying difficulty, taking turns pushing each other in wheelbarrows. Bragging rights were the ultimate goal, not to mention a laughably tiny medal for all victors. Most thrillingly, that very day, Pippa and her best friend May had won the teenagers' race. No mean feat in the warmth of the afternoon sun. Frankie had been their enthusiastic supporter, as evidenced by the enormous sign he'd created for them, and waved devotedly the entire time. Currently, the traditional post-fair celebrations were in full swing, held as usual in the impressive grounds of Squire's house. Outside the great iron gates of which Pippa was currently standing. And waiting. Still.
"I stink,"
May Grant announced as she approached. She slung a lanky arm across Pippa's shoulders, her cropped, rusty-coloured hair sticking up in spikes. The pungent smell of fresh sweat assaulted Pippa's nose, and she elbowed May good-naturedly.
"Yuck! Off me! Now!"
May giggled and hugged Pippa even...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?